Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. Militants who attacked a police station in Myanmar's Rakhine state have killed 9 officers. It's the latest in a series of operations launched by a group called the Arakan Army. Michael Bristow reports.
About 100 militants surrounded a village police station. When the officers refused to surrender, they attacked. 9 policemen were killed. The rebels then seized weapons and ammunition. Over recent years, Rakhine has been the focus of attention because of the treatment of the state's ethnic Rohingya Muslims. This is a separate issue. Founded just a decade ago, the Arakan Army says it's fighting for the rights of the state's Buddhist majority against discrimination by the government in Myanmar. Over recent months, the militants have increased their attacks on the army and police.
Turkey is expelling 3 German journalists today amid increasing tension between Berlin and Ankara. Germany has issued a travel warning to its citizens, saying it couldn't rule out further action by the Turkish authorities. Here's Mark Lowen.
This year, for the first time, the authorities have formally rejected the accreditation of 3 reporters for the German broadcasters ZDF and NDR and the newspaper Der Tagesspiegel. Several other foreign journalists are still waiting for a response to their applications. Those rejected are flying out today after a 10-day deadline to leave the country. The decision is being seen as further pressure by the Turkish government on media freedom and is straining relations between Ankara and Berlin.
Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has praised the armed forces for remaining loyal to his government. At a rally in Caracas, he also accused the opposition of carrying out a cyber attack on the country's electrical system. The opposition leader, Juan Guaido, joined thousands of his supporters in a rival demonstration in Caracas, as Will Grant reports.
For many in the opposition, these are some of Venezuela's darkest days. Quite literally, they argue. The vast blackout, which hit Venezuela late on Thursday, continues to plague the country with tragic consequences. As many as 15 people with kidney disease who needed dialysis have died since the power cut, according to the Codevida Health Rights NGO. When the man they want to replace President Maduro arrived, Juan Guaido, he addressed them by megaphone and had an announcement. He would travel the entire country with members of the National Assembly, he told them, and bring people back from the provinces for another big demonstration in Caracas.
Those are the latest stories from BBC News.